No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No! I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, 2 extra toasts, and a half sweet TF lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
This. I'm not on drugs. I'm not drunk.
Is Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company.
They have event center.
Spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Text with Carson yesterday, just kind of...
Oh, did you? Seriously?
Just random stuff. I always like to kind of... He's kind of my, you know, he's my version of Greg, of Missing Tooth Greg, like that. I get information on what's
Greg.
Going.
He has Carson.
He has Carson. I'm like, what's going on out there in the real world? Because he's in the real world. I'm not. I don't operate in that. I don't have a job.
You kind of do.
Not really.
Yeah, but, you do.
It's a world of sorts. Like,
so Carson's who I reach out to about any sort of life, you know, altering situations I need to talk about. He's the one I reach
Carson's
out to.
Got a steady hand.
Yes, yeah, steady hand, and we need that right now.
He was at our party. Yeah. Thank you. So was Greg.
Yeah.
The coat.
GoCurrency.com/careers. It is time, without further ado, for Head Scratchers. Not that many games this weekend, of course. It was just conference title games. But, Bill, do you have a... lineup of head scratchers for us today.
Just
do a Monster Mash head scratcher.
Try it again.
What was that?
Head scratcher.
Jake, really can you odd. Do it in a British?
Head scratchers. I don't know.
That sounded pretty good.
I don't know.
That was really good.
That was not my best ever.
You're a Brit.
Jeep weight.
Jeep weight.
Bird noises.
Oh, it's so good at that. The number one that's just incredible. Illinois State, 29. North Dakota State, 28.
Unbelievable.
The number one seed at home gets beat by Illinois State. This is of epic proportion. This is epic of having this happen. North Dakota State loses at home to Illinois State, 29-28.
In the dome.
That had to be fun to
massive.
Be at. The next one was because Mercer was ranked higher. South Dakota State beat them 47-0, and they were and Mercer was the was the higher ranked team in the playoffs. And I said that, and then I didn't bring it up like that, but I think it was Montana State. I think it was 21-13, which was shocking against Yale. Remember, I said Yale would just get stomped. They didn't.
Not.
They were down like 30 some points to Youngstown. Came back and won that game. I go. They're going to fly out to Montana State and just get thumped. They did not. Indiana, Ohio State, we've already been over it. But this Duke-Virginia game was absolutely remarkable. No one's watching it. No one watching it. I guarantee it at all. But Duke's the ACC champion. The game gets over, the game being Indiana, Ohio State. And I go, I got to see who won the Duke game. And I go, whoa. Tell my nephew, Bo Schiller, flip it over. Because the game's still going. Now, I see Virginia have a – Virginia went 96 yards, I believe.
Yep, they did.
And a minute and 22
yep.
to tie the game up. And it looked like – I mean, it was over. Like they've got it. All of a sudden, Duke just pounds him with the ball.
OT.
But they get held in overtime at 4th-and-1, and they go for it. And they get it. Next play, This is like 2 minutes of real time. Boom. Here comes Virginia out. They throw a double pass throw like that, intercepted, game over. I mean,
double pass interception,
game over. Because Virginia was going to the playoffs. They win. They were going to the playoffs. Yeah,
did they get too cute?
I don't may have. There was a penalty that set them back, but it didn't matter. It's like, okay, yeah, you're starting at the 40. Who cares? You got four plays to get 10 yards.
The first play.
It was the first play, so it wasn't that type of thing. So that was unbelievable. That was the really only head scratchers. But Duke being the ACC champions at 7-5, and now obviously 8-5.
You just can't get them in the playoff, though.
No.
Manny Diaz did a good job of stumping, but five losses, can't do it.
No. And you know what? They're still pretty happy. Like, what are you guys? We're the ACC champions. What do you guys think about that? Pretty fun.
Go back to November. I mean, Bill, the whole month was just excited for this possibility. It became reality. He kept saying Duke.
They finally
kept saying Duke, and it happened.
And they got in because, what, Cal beat SMU in that crazy game? All of a sudden, Duke's sitting at home going, hey, bedamned. We're going to the bedamned. We're going to the championship game. And they won it. And there was like, and there was like what?
Oh, it was
20,000 fans.
It was
there.
Not a full stadium.
It was outside. It was cold, kind of not like freezing cold, but it was. That my favorite part of it, though, a bunch of JMU fans were there, because if Duke won, JMU was getting in. So there was JMU fans at the game.
That's beautiful.
That's beautiful. Well,
think about that. That was the same time, of course, as Indiana Ohio State, which just has this packed, raucous crowd. Then you see that just this pathetic.
No one's there.
Terrible,
you
cold
hear the fans
crowd.
Like this, clapping like this. One person's upset. Yeah. And it goes to overtime, and it was remarkable.
God, Indy was...
That was a scene.
That was a scene.
Those Indiana fans, and both sides, Ohio State fans, there was no one... And I don't think anyone left the game at Ohio State like, no big whoop. It's like, no, that's 5 years you haven't won the Big Ten.
That's remarkable. Thank you for pointing that
they
out.
They are the pillar of the... imagine if you went, okay, no, in the SEC, Georgia or Alabama has not won it in 5 years. Imagine saying that. Because they've won it like the last 20 years in a row, except for one year. LSU. That's about it. Like the last 20 years, it's those two teams.
That's the best piece of information of this show today so far. That Ohio State has not won the Big Ten title in 5 years. I wonder what those fans think of that. Like, because they've had good years. Well, it's not a cut and dried conversation because they just won the national title.
Yeah. if they win it again, right, I think they'll be all right with it.
Yes.
Right. So it's not just, oh, well, how do you think they feel? Well, I don't know.
Well,
I mean, they've been really good.
What the loss got them, with the way it played out, was that they're going to probably have to play Georgia. That's
trouble.
The team.
I mean, it's trouble. I agree with you. That's trouble because Georgia's really playing defense. I don't know. They're pretty good on offense, too. Frazier's really
And don't think for a second, who knows can win that game, but don't think, let's say A&M wins. That's who they play, right? The winner of A&M?
Yeah, A&M Miami, yep.
If A&M wins, A&M can beat
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more,
Visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ohio State.
Could Miami, have, though?
Yes, they could.
Yeah, because they're really good up front.
They're really good up front. So they can get after the passer. They have a very – that is a motivated team. Yeah. Both those teams, whoever goes, that's going to be a great game to watch.
I don't know what – I mean, I'm trying to think of ways I could give advice to Ohio State's play caller. I don't know what you do. I think they're too – I'll just put it in layman's terms. I think they're too enthusiastic about saying, we're Ohio State, we're going to run the ball right at you no matter what. They don't have that kind of running back right now. They're too second and long. They're in second long too much against good teams.
And then now it'll change. I would imagine.
I think you're right in that one.
I would imagine that Ryan Day is going to almost go back to play calling. I think he's gonna be like, no, we can stay with Hartline. I get that.
I'm not big on Hartline.
But also right now, he's got another job.
I know.
So he's the head coach of South Florida.
He has to work for Ohio State for a lot. Then part of the day he has to work for another team.
I know.
So
in a pickle.
Last year, that wasn't going on with Chip Kelly. It wasn't going on defense either. That when you have someone that's departing, don't tell me that's not hard. The one time you can say
it is hard.
When Alabama did it. And finally, when Kiffin was going to FAU, finally Saban says, enough. This is too distracting. And they moved him on, and they made Sark, you're calling the game. And they got beat.
I think you're right on if it gets to be Ohio State, Georgia. I don't like Ohio State advancing. But I think I do like him against Miami or Texas A&M.
I like him better against Miami, less against A&M. Because A&M,
scary.
The quarterback might be able to get out of stuff.
Marcel.
He has enough ability to get
Carson Beck.
Carson Beck's not getting out of stuff.
No, and 92 will be all over Carson Beck.
We got to get to the game show.
We're doing a game show.
Computer Hardware. It's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The record was 2-3 last week. 40-29-1 overall.
That sounds pretty good.
Today's topic is bowl game locations. I give you the name of the game. You tell me what city it's played in.
Ah.
These are current games, not games in the 80s.
Oh, if it was the 80s, we'd be so good.
Some of these might have still been around in the 80s. I don't know for sure. If you can know where bowl games are played, 464-5685. Shut up, Sip.
Here we go.
Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, shut up, Sipple!
I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down, Sip and Bill and Trivia. Today's topic, bowl game locations. Do you guys feel okay about this?
I do.
You've been researching?
I think we'll be pretty good. I haven't been researching anything, but I grew up with college football, and I think I should know stuff like this, as should Bill.
Okay.
You grew up with this.
I hope he keeps it somewhere. If it's like the bowl from like 2 years
ago. I'm not going to try to surprise you guys here. Mike, how do you feel about bowl game locations today?
Oh, okay, I guess.
All right, Mike.
Well, Mike, how old are you?
There's only so many locations. I am 48.
You sound younger. You sound spry.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Brian this Monday morning. He's happy about Nebraska win over Creighton, of course. He's happy today.
So are you,
pumped
Jake.
Up. So am I. Jacked up. All right, Mike, first question to you. What city is the Citrus Bowl played in?
Come on.
I'd have to say Orlando.
Yes.
Brilliant. Layup.
All right.
Correct. Yeah.
Jeez. Thanks, Jake.
All right. Well,
sometimes the questions are too easy. Sometimes they're too hard. There's no happy medium here. 1-0 lead. What city is the Armed Forces Bowl played in?
Uh-oh. That's trouble. armed forces bowl? I mean, there's probably a, isn't there some logic that we should apply to this? Armed
I have forces. A guess, if you don't need it.
I would say go for it.
I think it's in, Jake, can you tell me if it's in Texas?
Yeah, I need a place.
Okay, though. I got it.
I got it. You got
it's
it?
It's Dallas.
Can I please take it? Because I
yes,
was going to take it.
Please.
No, I don't know. That's
just do it.
With that, San Antonio. Still missed it. Okay. Don't tell me it's further south.
Do you want that one or not, Mike?
Mike?
Was a clue further south?
I'm not giving you a clue on that one.
I'm going to pass.
Be Fort Worth, Texas. Now, you gave it to Bill at San Antonio.
No, you're right. I spotted it. It's like a trick play that
you
went
said
awry.
Dallas, which I probably would have given to you. Then you said no, San Antonio.
No, it's a trick play that went awry. We don't deserve it.
One zero.
I'm out.
Yeah, Bill's
out. Everything's went wrong.
But you didn't lose a point, though. You didn't lose a point.
Yeah, the head coach botched that.
For the win, last question.
Should have known that.
Mike, what city is the Liberty Bowl played in?
Oh, come on. This is insane.
Is this for you, Mike?
This is insanity. Mike, how long are you giving it,
Mike,
Jake?
Are you there? 5 seconds.
Yeah, I'm here.
How about 2 seconds?
Liberty Bowl. I need a city. Five.
Four. Three.
Four.
Something, Mike.
Houston.
Three. No.
Good, we're alive.
Okay, we're alive.
We are alive.
This is amazing.
It's one of my favorite cities.
Yes.
I always clamor to go back there with the grandkids. They never want to. Yes. Memphis.
Yes. Brilliant.
And now you have a chance to win this game without Bill in play here. For the wins.
I'll know it. You know I'll know this.
What city is the Arizona Bowl played in?
Uh-oh. The Arizona Bowl.
Mm-hmm. A city.
I know it. Tucson.
Brilliant.
Tucson.
How did we win that?
Correct.
I have no idea.
It didn't look good.
Mike, I don't know how that happened. Thank you for
calling. It was a win.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for calling in, Mike. Wow. It didn't.
Yeah. He playing that thing.
It didn't look very good,
no,
but you get the
didn't.
Dub.
Thank you.
That's perseverance.
That was perseverance. Tiebreaker. Bill, the Arizona Bowl is played at Casino del Sol Stadium, the home of the Arizona Wildcats. What is the capacity of that stadium?
You've been there.
41,219.
Over under. 41,000.
A little over.
50,782. At one point, it's 57,000. They dropped capacity
down. It should
be
about 30,000. They don't draw anybody. And they had a heck of a year.
They did.
They really did.
Team. In the stadium after Casino.
Casino del Sol.
Don't gamble. We're going to name this
casino.
We're going to name the casino. We're going to name the stadium after casino. But don't gamble.
Hour 3 is next on Early Break of the Ticket.
Oh, my God.